1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 27. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? And as it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should be equal and have equal concern to each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
This morning we're going to be looking at doing life together and serving the Lord here and welcoming people to their spiritual home. Sometimes when I look at the church, I look at it from a number of perspectives, but if I look at just from a human perspective, I see weak, I see struggling people, I see Aussie battlers. I don't see too many high flyers amongst us, not too many rich people. And friends, that's who we are. We are flawed people who have been commissioned by God to do his work. We are a ragtag group of people on a rescue mission from God. My problem is that I'm short-sighted, and I'm not talking about the fact that I wear glasses here. Sometimes I take the people of God for granted. And sometimes I don't appreciate them properly. And if I'm to be really effective, I need to see perspective from God's point of view. When he sees the church of God, I need to see it the way he sees it. And the church of God is a wonderful thing, and it has a wonderful mission. The church is described as the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, a holy nation, God's family, a royal priesthood, the people that Christ died for. That is the church. And we are the means that God brings about his purposes here on earth. We are the means. We are the means, with the work of the Holy Spirit, that we build the kingdom of God. I'd be a rich man if I received a dollar for every time I heard a person say these words. To be a Christian, you don't have to go to church. And when I hear those comments, unless someone's chronically ill or has difficulties getting physically to church, when I hear those comments, I hear a person who is making a poor excuse. and they have hardened their heart to God, and they don't appreciate what God is doing through the people, His people on earth. And by saying that, they are insulting God. They're refusing to be part of the body of Christ. They refuse to honour the bride of Christ. And these sorts of comments come from perhaps a misunderstanding of God and His people. And Paul says in Romans 1, I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. Paul tells us here that we and the spiritual gifts that we have are to be used to strengthen each other. Spiritual gifts are given to be given. They are not to be hoarded. The Apostle Paul is really saying, I desire to share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen you. Now, what does strengthen mean here? He's not referring to bodily strength, but he's referring here to strength of faith. We're told here that spiritual gifts are given for a reason. They are given for service. The spiritual gifts that God has given us are not given as some sort of badges of prestige. Now we've heard tonight, this morning, some great musicians and singers. We no doubt stand in awe of Adam Jolliffe's ability to communicate the gospel to children and to us. And these people, I want to honour them, but they don't do it to say, oh, I want to be like Adam Jolliffe, or I want to be able to sing like those people do. No, they don't do it so to focus on them. They do it to glorify God and to build us up in the faith. You see, we are not to use our gifts just on ourselves. Our gifts are tools for ministry and service. We are to be like Jesus. He didn't come to be served. He came to serve. And we are to use all that we have. All our time, all our treasures, all our talents. And we are stewards, friends, of God's gifts. They are on loan to us. They belong to Him. In fact, we belong to Him. And these gifts are for us to use to strengthen others and to glorify God. Now, God has many jobs for you to do. Because we are the body of Christ, if you're a hand, if your hands, you've got a lot of jobs to do. If you're a foot, you've got a lot of running around to do, haven't you? Just like mums driving the kids to school. If you're an ear, and boy, don't we need empathetic ears. Don't we need them in the kingdom of God? We need people to listen. If you're an eye, you see what needs to be done and you go and do it. We need to pray every day, friends, that God will use the gift that He's given you. By the way, just an aside, we should be praying every day and we should be praying every day for our family and friends. Yes. And we should be praying every day for our lovely church here. That God will breathe new life in us and that we'll be faithful to Him and God will protect us from harm. Well, we should not expect to have also the same ministry or gifts as others. Nor should we expect to bring about the same quantity and quality of fruit in our lives as the person that you're sitting next to this morning. God's people and God's gifts are like snowflakes. No two are exactly the same, and no two Christians produce the same fruit. God's gift to us has been given for the common good. They are there to edify others and to help God's church. So the ministry that we exercise is to build up the body of Christ. They're not focused on, you know, how good I am or, you know, how building just me up. They're there for the common good to build the kingdom of God. Well, if we fail to serve with our own gifts, we hinder our ministry to others. A Christian who does not exercise their gifts cripples their own ministry and cripples the opportunity to minister to other people in the body of Christ. Have you ever watched, we've all been to the beach, haven't we? And we've stood just into the water and watched the waves come in. And we've maybe gone down waist deep into the water and have the waves in rhythmic sort of way come at us, and they're quite predictable. But if you're a person who wants to catch a wave to swim, or if you're a surfer and you're looking for a significant wave. And every now and then, instead of just the usual waves that come in, a big one rolls in. Now there are many reasons why a big wave will come in to the shore. But one of the reasons is, way out there in the bay or way out there in the Tasman Sea somewhere, another wave comes together, maybe three waves come together, and they make a huge wave. And when this wave comes in to the beach, it washes over us, or we can catch it back to the shore. That one wave makes a great impact by combining together. Friends, that's what the people of God are like when we work together. We make a great impact on others, on the community that we're part of. It's as if 1 + 1 = 3. There's some synergy, and it works together in a greater measure than on our own. So the church of God is an important thing to do in serving the Lord. What an impact we would have in the world if every believer was completely responsive to the mind of Christ. We would see the release of the Holy Spirit in your life and this community in an enormous way. In 1 Corinthians 12:27, that was read to us, it says, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is part of it." This congregation here, we're sitting down here this morning, this one here at Life Anglican Church, we are the body of Christ. We all, not just the people who are, you know, at the sound desk or on the platform or in the kitchen, we all of us play a part. Now, I don't know enough about anatomy, but it's not like an appendix that needs to be cut off. They're not redundant members in the body of Christ. We all play a part. We don't seek for the approval of others, but the Lord who we are serving. And we all do this, friends, together. It's great when we can lean on each other and help each other. It's great when, in God's strength, we can help each other, build up each other in faith. Friends, I'll say it again, we need each other. Church is not all about a show and sitting passively. Sure, we hear the word of God and we're convicted and the like. But it's not a show. And just like those sailors, we are building a home away from home here. Here. We can't serve Jesus effectively unless we're committed to serving Christ and his people. We can't just say, I'll do my own thing. It doesn't work that way. And if we go off and do our own thing and pursue our selfish desires, friends, I guarantee you will lose your joy. I guarantee God's power will be far less effective in you. We can't be on another mission other than God's mission. So my challenge for us this morning we are to do whatever we can. We are to do whatever we can, friends, to build up each other. It's not about my whims. It's about Jesus we're serving. And we've got a job to do here. We are on a mission. And just like the crew on the HMAS Vampire, that we need to work together. We need to make this community at 10 o'clock on church on Sundays and as we go off in the week, we need to make this community our home away from home. God's crew are not AWOL in coming to church and serving Him. We need each other. We need each other here on Sundays or whenever we meet during the week. We need each other. And we need to focus on serving God and others. We need to give generously of our time and resources and our gifts to building up the body of Christ. That looks like in thousands of different ways. We could outwork that. A couple of ways. Be positive. Be positive in your conversation. Say things that will edify each other and build up each other. Be positive. Build up others in your speech and actions. Look for and encourage godly behaviour in others. Encourage and build up all the leaders in our church. You know, what can we do to support and encourage them? Do whatever we can, friends, whatever we can to make our church an encouraging community. Whether that means stepping out and talking to someone or doing something or being proactive or positive or caring. God can use a ragtag group of us. We're just normal people. God can use us, ordinary people to do an extraordinary job of building the kingdom of God. God wants us all to do whatever we can to serve Him and others. Because we are the body of Christ here on earth. And there is no better job. Friends, there's no better job than welcoming others home. Friends, may that be for us here in this community this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning in gratitude that you love us and that your Son has died for us and welcomed us home. Not only that, you have showered upon us your life-giving Spirit. Not only that, you've given us life and all that we need. Not only that, you've given us many spiritual gifts that we can use to build up the faith of others and welcome others home to you. Lord, you have made us a wonderful community, a home away from home here at Life Anglican Church. And Lord God, help us to use all of our lives in service for you and others. And may we be welcoming others to our spiritual home here. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.